All right, this is always dicey. She just drives up here and demands to get some airtime. She loves you, Mike.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll just warn you, she may be a swim coach. She was never my swim coach, but she'll make that outrageous claim and then that we have this relationship for like 40 years. So here she is once again. It's Marge, the swim coach.
George!
She's in a wheelchair. I should tell you
double
that too.
Nine, George! Wait, hold it a second here. Hold that phone. That's not any double nine, George. That's Michael Adolf Ducey. Hey, oh, my God.
That's my middle name, but...
The most handsome TV guy in all of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, thank you, Marge.
And may I say... The most handsome Ducey on TV.
Real well.
Who doesn't think Michelle Obama is trans and Biden needs to be thrown in a dementia ward?
Oh, that's a Fox News Channel reference.
Yes, I love watching you on the TV, Mike. You're so talented.
Thanks, Marge.
Although I have to admit, sometimes when you're on TV...
Oh, no.
I do a little trackpad work on my girly place. You know what I'm saying there, George?
No,
come on,
Marge,
you know what I'm saying? I'm aggressive
like
with it, too. I work it like a scratch-off ticket. I can't help it. I just love Mike.
All right.
I love gray hair and the spare tire, the whole package. You got
it all, Mike. All there.
I'm so glad you're here, too, because I've been needing to deliver an invitation to you.
Oh,
and
nice.
I have only limited access to the U.S. Postal System.
Oh, my gosh.
So I thought I'd hand deliver it to you after I scratch it on a piece of notebook paper. But anyway, I want to invite you. I'm holding a Zaddy daughter dance at my tent down by the Trinity because you're so hot, Mike. I love it. Now, Mike, I don't know if you know my backstory.
Oh, please tell me.
But I was George's swim coach in high school
and
part of college.
No, part of college.
Oh, I was such a hot little number back then. Much more bipedal and less pockmarked than I am now. So many less snake bites.
Oh, snake bites.
Yes. And the thing I miss most about those days?
What's that?
Successful wiping.
Oh,
I really
miss
it.
Marge, we don't need to know about your hygiene.
Mike knows all about it. But anyway, Mike, I've fallen on hard times. Kind of karma, though, for getting involved with the student way back in the old days.
Mm.
But in my defense, it was a different time, and George was hot.
Okay.
So that's my defense.
We were never involved.
Oh, my God. When he was wearing his swim trunks... Prancing around, looking like he was smuggling an epileptic possum in those pants. It drove me crazy. Okay. I couldn't help it.
All right. That never happened.
I don't know if there was more moisture in the pool or my pantaloons.
Oh, my gosh. Marge, stop it.
I was singing WAP before Cardi B was born.
I think that's the Fox 4 weather app, isn't it?
Yeah, didn't y'all? Don't y'all call it WAP?
Yes, we do, Marge. Back
what does
to
that
you.
Stand for?
What a vulgar station that is. But I'm continuing my history now.
Okay, more of Marge's history.
But then right as we were about to win the Olympics.
Win the Olympics.
George quit the team and quit our illicit relationship at the same time.
Neither.
All to chase some high school hussy. Whose only specialty was the occasional sloppy hand relief at a toothy beach.
Right.
It broke my heart, George.
Stop.
I'm a lusty broad. It's okay. Older women should be empowered to feel sexy. Why are you trying to deny me that, George?
Well, you're
George.
Very graphic in your explanation.
Mike, you're still envious of Clarissa's salary?
Wow.
Well,
that was a right turn.
I'll answer for him, yes.
Are you still beaten down living under the shadow of a guy who retired 7 years ago after selling Ellen a progressive bill of goods on national television?
I've never described him that way publicly.
I'm here to ask a favor of you, George.
Of me? Okay.
Yes. As you know, I've been differently housed for quite some time after you wrecked my life.
I did not wreck your life.
But I was wondering if I could live in your tax shed.
Well, I don't have any sort
of
shed.
No, yes, you are. You're the only guy I know that is so rich that he has a tax shed yet never owned a horse. You may not own a horse, but you hung like one.
Oh, oh my gosh, thank you. Marge.
Anywho, I bet you guys are wondering why the life support machine that I got. Yeah,
is that what that
funny
thing is?
Story. I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge on only half a charge.
Yeah.
And the cars were pissed because I was in the fast lane. And my mind was wandering, thinking about how hot it was when George would.
No, don't even say it.
Whoa.
Don't. If you're wondering, don't say it.
Yeah, I read up on that one.
Marge is self-editing.
But anyway, all of a sudden I was hit from behind by an Infiniti SUV with a vanity plate that said Sam Gannon's second banana.
Oh, that can only be one
it
person.
It hurt me so bad.
Oh, gosh.
I've got to go, George.
Okay,
bye, Marge.
Bye, Double Down, George.
Love you.
There goes Marge. She was so excited to see Mike.